Liftoff Journeys, where we ignite the stories of those daring to soar. Join us as we continue to delve into the uncharted territories of success, sharing the triumphs and the hardships of extraordinary individuals determined to reach new heights. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, and uplifted on Liftoff Journeys. I'm your host, Jeannie Weldon. Let's get started. We can launch together. And today, I can't wait because look who is with me. It is one of my favorite people on the whole entire planet. She is a global leader, an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, the founder and CEO of LEAD, Rolfs Global Institute, Frances Tesmer. Frances, say hi to everybody.
Hello, my dear. So wonderful to be with you. And you are one of my most favorite person on planet Earth.
We have become such fast friends. You've been on my TV show. And today, what I'm most excited about is I get to spend not just 3 minutes talking to you, but I get to spend almost a half an hour chatting with you back and forth. And I know we could talk for hours. So let me just tell everybody who is listening or watching, because this is available both as a video podcast and an audio podcast, a little bit about LEAD Rolfs Global Institute. So LEAD Rolfs Global Institute is a revolutionary higher education program that's designed to elevate the new era of leaders in the ever-changing world of beauty. And it's powered by L'Oreal. So Frances, you are doing something so incredibly phenomenal for every woman on this planet, and many of the men too. You are transforming beauty as we know it today. How cool is that?
You're so kind. Yes, I'm so excited about this journey because this is a journey that will put each and every one of us on a path to joy, prosperity, and having an impact. That's what's exciting about this.
It's so amazing. But what is just as amazing is this isn't the only thing that you're doing. You're currently the economic senator for the European Senate of Economy, and you've held so many prominent global positions, like being the president of the United Nations World Trade Point Federation of Germany. And you've just said so many incredible things, and you're doing this too. What inspired you to do this?
Yes. So this project, I need to go back. You know, I've always been mega passionate about empowering women. It's the story of my life. And I've been engaged in projects of this nature around the world. And this time I came to Arizona because I brought my mom to Mayo Clinic. That's how I came to Arizona. And sadly, after I lost my mom, I was looking for the next thing that I can take on, but something that really makes even a bigger impact in the world. I was very excited about it. And I was thinking health, because I lost my mom to health. So I came to Arizona to build a clinic and educate people around health, because I didn't want humans, people, especially women, daughters, mothers, to see their loved one suffering and at the end losing them. So I came to do that. And my long life friend, Rolf, who has been a global beauty leader himself, convinced me, if you want to do something big and great and impactful, you got to look at this industry. And this is how it all started. So then I looked at the industry. I investigated the industry throughout US and around the world and saw the huge gap that exists and got really excited and say, okay, I am taking this on. And honestly, it's about disrupting one of the oldest, most powerful industry in the world. I mean, this is exciting, right? So that's how it all started.
I don't think that I knew exactly what inspired you to do this. I knew what inspires you to do this, but I hadn't heard that backstory before. And it's so fascinating. I know that you've been involved with women's empowerment and just creating success and social justice and economic growth and sustainability, and to learn how it's all come together around the beauty industry. It's so cool. And so for everyone that's listening that might not know, you've actually created the first ever bachelor's degree for beauty professionals worldwide. Without having a background in the beauty industry, you've taken on something that I don't even think people knew was broken until you started to shed light on all the opportunities that exist in the industry.
Yes, indeed. That's true. That's true.
So tell everybody who's listening, you started the program because you felt there was an opportunity to change the world. You wanted to do something great, but I know your story. Tell everybody who's listening who might not have seen you on the show yet. What's the aim of the program that you've created? Like, what's the reason behind it? Why people would get involved?
Absolutely. Well, to begin with, we have over 8 million beauty professionals occupied in the beauty space worldwide, over 90% of them women. So right there, it's a huge workforce. And in my opinion, if they have the opportunity to go to the next level education-wise, to enter into the higher education level and become well-rounded, well-educated beauticians and human, the impact they can have on every single person, human, they touch every single day is like endless. My God, right? So that's just the start. And I believe in today's world, each and every one of us as human being, right? We need more. We want more from the world of beauty. We deserve more from the world of beauty, right? So it's about closing this gap between our beauty professionals and each and every one of us who go to them to look better, to feel better, to be inspired by them. So it's about closing this gap, but it's even more and beyond. And what I feel is that beautician, and particularly women at the forefront of it, they really have the opportunity to change the world one person at a time and impact the whole world, make the world a better place. And I feel it is time for us to reclaim the power of beauty and the power of beautician and to put it to work and to take it to the next level. So that's what, in a nutshell, that's what this movement is about.
It's so inspiring, and you've said so many things, over the months that we've gotten to know each other that have just stuck into my head. And I think one of them was people spend more time with their beautician than they do with their doctor. And it is so true. Whether you're a woman or a man, you are visiting on a monthly basis, maybe even more frequently. And when you're there, you just can't help it. You share like your deepest, darkest secrets with your beautician. I was just getting my hair done last week, and I was laughing because as they were washing my hair, there was a woman sitting across from me. She was saying more personal information about herself and her family than I think she even understood that the entire salon was able to hear. But she was doing it, one, because she had somebody to listen to her, two, because it was making her feel better, telling her challenges and struggles and everything else. But three, she was actually also looking for the beautician to acknowledge, agree, advise her. And I thought to myself, oh my God, everything Frances is saying is right. We beauticians have this incredible power to not only change how we feel about ourselves from a visual perspective, but emotionally as well. And what if there is a place where beauticians can get the education that they haven't had the opportunity to get in the past to help them understand how to do that and turn it into this positive, incredibly powerful movement? So I was like, oh my gosh, it's all coming true. I'm watching it unfold. It's so interesting to be part of this, like on the ground level and see it happen. Tell everybody about like the different classes that the Institute offers to people who go through the
Absolutely.
program.
Absolutely. To begin with, just to your point, communication, right? Communication in its holistic way, in its deepest level, in its scientific level, in its psychological level. How do you interact with different human? Every beautician sees 5, 10, 20 a day, right? So many people, they interact. How do you adapt to the different personality? How do you see them? How do you interact with them? How do you celebrate them? How do you listen to them? Respect. This all takes enormous amount of expertise when it comes to communication. Talk about nutrition, right? Talk about psychology. Talk about just general intelligent advice and conversation that you can have with the clients that actually impact their life, their career, their, everything. I mean, I have seen firsthand, the beautician that have gone through the degree program and now they have a whole different perspective. Their interaction, in fact, let me say, their presence, their confidence presence has an impact on the client before they even open their mouth. The fact that they are happy, the fact that they're doing well, the fact that they have confidence, the fact that they have compassion and empathy to the next level, right? That alone changes the dynamic of this relationship. Then add to that, when you open your mouth, you have so much to offer, right? And the impact that can have on the client. Again, to your point, when people go to the House of Beauty, they expect beauty, right? They feel good just being there. Now, if we could close this gap and empower the beautician to do even more, not only beautify us on the outside that we all deserve, but also beautify us internally and put the two together. How powerful is that?
It's so powerful, and you're so right. And I feel like that's the cultural movement that we're in right now. In the past, as you know, and I know, because we kind of grew up in it, your beauty was external. Did you look beautiful? And it didn't matter internally. Nobody really thought about that mental wellness aspect of it. Today, beauty is individual to each one of us, and it is what comes from the inside out and how that's portrayed. So I think what you're doing is phenomenal, but you're not just doing it alone. You've got some pretty heavy hitters behind the scenes making sure that this is not only something that is heard, but a success. You're partnered with L'Oréal USA PPD. How did you find L'Oréal as a partner, and why do you think they are like your perfect partner? Because you've said that a few times too.
Oh my God, I love it. Look, this house of beauty, this giant house of beauty called L'Oréal, from the moment they came to the world, from the very first moment they arrived in the world, right? It was always about educating, empowering, inspiring beautician. It's at the heart of the brand. And I love that. The word professionalism was brought to this industry by L'Oréal way back. They're over 100 year old, way back when none of that even existed, right? They are at the heart of this house is about empowering beautician, educating them, and they've done an amazing job throughout the time. And the other thing I love about this brand is about innovation. It's about science. It's about technology, right? They embrace newness. They run with it. They get it. They're never left behind. They're always 10 years ahead. And that's what I love, because I love innovation. I love disruption. I love speaking to the moment and taking it to the future. And they're all about that. They're authentically about that. And this is why I have selected them as my partner. And it's been an amazing partnership. And it's only starting.
We I know. Are
going to storm the world. I tell you, it's coming.
I know it. I don't doubt it for a single second. And when you say storm the world, you really do mean storm the world, because this program's available in what? It's like over 9 countries now, right?
Absolutely. In fact, speaking to that, we just brought on board a woman from Nigeria, has been in the industry 15 years, has 3 children, has been an esthetician pretty much all her life. And she found out about the program. And guess what? She applied. We're giving her full scholarship. And she is telling us how this degree is going to change the life of her own family, her own community, the country. That's what's amazing about women, right? Educate one woman, and the ripple effect of that is like to the moon. Educate 8 million of them. Hello. It's amazing what women can do. It's really exciting, because the whole idea I want you to know was, I want no obstacle for no one. You can be anywhere in your life, in your career. You can already be 10 years in this career, 15 years. Maybe you're just fresh. Maybe you're just 17 years old and you just graduated from cosmetology school. Maybe you're a single mom. Maybe you're in another career and you say, you know, I want to change. I want to do something else. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, which country you live. You can get this degree and be mega successful and feel good about yourself, right?
Well, yeah, and imagine the network you're creating too, right? Yeah. I mean, because I'm part of a lot of different groups and teams and communities, and I know you are too. And you think about when they're global and you get to meet people and make friends. There was this one point in time in my life where I had a map with little pins in it, and my goal was to make sure that whatever country I went to, I knew somebody that I could literally phone up and say, hey, here I am in Prague for the weekend. Do you want to get a cup of coffee, or what should I do? And I would know somebody. They might not be my best friend, but I was connected professionally to them, and we, you know, talk. And it's such a crazy feeling to know that you can go country to country and always know somebody who shares similar interests, who's willing to host you at a local level, and that makes such a difference. So, you know, there's so many levels that your program is impacting people's
lives. I love what you are speaking to, because the other purpose of the program is about bringing the globe together. It's a global movement. It's to bring humans from different parts of the world together. Already in our cohort program, we have people from different parts of US, different parts of Europe. In fact, we've designed the program that as exchange students. So students that in our degree, they could go to Paris, they could do some training with L'Oreal and get exposure to global beauty and fashion and people and get credit towards their bachelor degree. How cool is that?
That's awesome. It's so cool. It's so cool. Like, I want to sign up for the program right now. But I know you've actually had people graduating already. You've got people out in the world with their associate degree. Tell me some of the stories about the people and some of the success stories that you've heard.
Where do I even start? Do I start with the 17 years old who is now 22 years old, graduated? She's building a brand new home at 22 year old. I tell you one thing. I don't know a hairdresser in the past that was able to be that quickly successful and have this level of life. She is the first generation that person in her entire family that is going to higher education who just graduated. She is now at ASU in 2 semesters finishing her Bachelor of Science in Innovation, Entrepreneurship, Health, focus on personal beauty. I mean, how cool is that? And when I talk to her, she says, you know, Frances, my perspective about life, about me, about the world has changed. So I bring that fresh perspective to my client that I serve every day. I mean, there are clients who, as a result of interacting with this 22-year-old hairdresser, I call them beauty professional of the future, they go and change their life. They go and change their finances because they heard something from her, you know, as part of their degree. They learn about personal finance. They learn about marketing. They learn about nutrition. They just learn about so many things. So they have so much to offer to the client. So the fact that the 22-year-old sees how she's impacting this human empowers her even further. It's just win-win, you know?
Yeah, it really is. And I just want to quit my job now and go to the school. And it's like, wait, I want to help people. I want to do this. I want to do this. This is so great. This is so great. So, okay, for everyone that's listening and for people who are like me and they're like, I have to be a part of this school now. If you're a beauty professional or you think you should be or you could be, how do you get involved? Where do you go? I know you mentioned that people can get a scholarship. Like, how do you get involved with the program?
Absolutely. Honestly, all they need to do is to go to our website, right? Leadinstitute.com. And with a simple form, they can apply. We have created a 360 concierge service. We treat everyone that wants to come and be part of this movement like princesses, okay? They just pick up the phone and there is a whole team there that says, you want to be part of this? I got you. Done. And I mean it. You're not going to go from this department to that department to this, oh, that. No, we've taken all of that away because I know how much women have to deal with in their life, right? Mm-hmm. You're taking care of your mom. You're taking care of your child. Maybe you're a single mom. Maybe you have a full-time job, etc., etc. You just don't have the time to even go through the application and this and that and the other. And we've created a system to take care of that for them worldwide. Honestly, is the most simple thing. You pick up the phone and you're in. And by the way, we are extending millions of dollars of a scholarship. I would love for women of around the world to come in and tell us what they need, and we support them. Not only that, we have coaches with their studies. The list goes on and on and on. And they have a whole group of people, like-minded people, that they become friends, they help each other, they have fun. It's just a community to change their life and for them to change the world for a better place.
You're creating individual self-confidence and intelligence that's so empowering that it's going to have such a ripple effect and change the lives, starting with 8 million of, you know, 800 million, maybe all 8 billion people. Maybe you're changing the future for 8 billion people, starting with something as simple as how you feel about yourself and your perception of beauty. This intelligent beauty movement is so amazing. It's so cool. It's so cool. And every time I talk to you, Frances, I'm very grateful because today when I got on the call to record the podcast, I wasn't having such a great day. And I thought, I get to talk to Frances and then I'll cheer up. But now after talking to you, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's change everything. What do we need to do? How do I get people to sign up? Let's go. I want a t-shirt. Like, let's do it all. So, you know, you really are changing the world one conversation at a time. And I'm so happy we had today to talk for a much longer period than we have gotten on the show. And I'm so happy that so many people are going to get to hear your message. And I hope that every single person listening shares this message with all of their network. The average person reaches 3,500 people a year. That could help this program a lot, but more importantly, could help the world so much more. So Frances, thank you so much for being on Liftoff Journeys and sharing what led you to creating this journey. And I'm definitely checking back in with you in a few months on this show and on the TV show, because we got to see what's going on and we'll be part of it any way we can.
Thank you so much. You are so kind and you're so amazing. And look at what you are doing. Wow. It's incredible. Keep doing it. We need it. We need your program. We need your message. We need your inspiration. We need each other. We need to make the world a better place. And you're doing
it. So true. We'll do it together. Thank you so much, Francis.